The 15-year-old system for sentencing defendants in federal court has come unglued over the past month. In June, the U.S. Supreme Court invalidated Washington State's sentencing procedures. In doing so, it cast doubt on the constitutionality of sentencing procedures used for criminal defendants in every federal courthouse in the country. The result is what one expert calls legal anarchy. No one knows what the rules are. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Last month in West Virginia, Ronald Shamlin pleaded guilty to conspiracy to manufacture methamphetamine. To determine his sentence, the judge used federal sentencing guidelines that have been in place since the late 1980s. The judge, not the jury, determined the amount of drugs and the amount of money involved. The judge, not the jury, found that he had a gun and presented a risk to minors. The judge plugged those factors into the sentencing guidelines and came up with a prison term, 20 years. But a few days later, Shamlin's lawyer was back in court. The U.S. Supreme Court had just decided the so-called Blakely case, and Shamlin's lawyer used that ruling to argue that guidelines used by the judge to sentence his client were unconstitutional. The judge reluctantly agreed and reduced Shamlin's 20-year sentence to 12 months. To understand what's going on, we turn to Ohio State Law professor Douglas Berman, one of the nation's foremost experts on criminal sentencing.
The Blakely decision suggested that every one of the facts that are critical to enhancing a defendant's sentence has to either be found by a jury or admitted by the defendant. They cannot be found by a judge.
The problem, says Berman, is that the entire federal sentencing scheme centers on the judge making those decisions. Crimes have a statutory minimum and maximum, say 12 months to 10 years, but it's up to judges to determine the facts that produce a short sentence or a very long one. Now, with the judges arguably out of the picture, Berman says, no one is sure what to do or how to proceed.
You have certain folks advocating the old rules still apply. Other folks saying, you're crazy. How can those old rules still apply based on what the Supreme Court said in Blakely? And then the hugely difficult question of, if the old rules don't apply, what rules do?
Think about it this way. You have an 1,800-page rule book. The Supreme Court may just have thrown out most of the pages, especially those that would increase someone's sentence. Judges have to decide if they will continue to use the original book, as the U.S. Department of Justice wants, or if they will use only the pages of the book that are left, or if they will disregard the book completely. At the federal courthouse in Salt Lake City, four different judges are using the book in four different ways. Defendant John Doe might get 12 months in one courtroom and 5 years in the one next door. Some 64,000 criminal defendants are sentenced under the guidelines each year, and Tom Hillier, the federal public defender in Seattle, says some may get lighter sentences, at least for now.
What Blakely does, if it applies to the federal system, is it makes it harder for prosecutors to put people in prison for longer periods of time. It makes it incumbent upon the prosecutor to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that some fact exists that justifies that longer sentence.
Under the current rules, judges determine facts using a low standard of proof, known as preponderance of evidence, but juries must apply a higher standard, beyond a reasonable doubt. Across the country, federal appeals courts have been addressing the Blakely issue and coming up with different conclusions. With courts so deeply divided on such a fundamental issue, the Justice Department has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to address this matter quickly. Congress may weigh in as well. Seattle attorney Jeffrey Fisher, who successfully argued Mr. Blakely's case in the Supreme Court, is optimistic that the confusion and disarray will soon end.
There's nothing, I don't think, to suggest that we can't put a system in place that respects the jury trial right and that protects both defendants and is fair to prosecutors, and we can all go about our business.
In the meantime, some federal prosecutors are asking judges to do something unheard of, provide defendants with two different sentences to cover the bases, no matter what the Supreme Court or Congress ultimately decides. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.